Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, we're back. It's Nick in for Barry. It's Joel Harrison back at the fort. Aaron keeping us on the air. Pretty much, I would say a good majority of our staff is here having a good time. I saw guys doing shots.
Which reminds me, like, how are we on the air if, like, the entire company's in here? Like, how are we even on the air right now? Who's keeping things going over there at Gal Media?
Like, Josh right now is, like, he's not into, like, Bed Bath & Beyond, but he's 2 sheets to the wind right now.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he's got his phone. So, therefore, he is controlling our website.
But he can
from
fool
the very
everybody,
corner of the table that he, we speak.
But he can fool everybody and make everybody think that he's working because he's got his cell phone, he's tweeting, he's taking pictures and videos. But really, he's not doing anything because the computer's back at the station.
But he can post stuff from his phone.
Okay, well, I'm guilty of that too.
He's going to the Facebook page. He said he's putting things on Twitter. He's got all kinds
got
of control at his fingertips.
Coors Light in front of him?
Who doesn't? Who doesn't need a Coors Light? Granado's in the corner. If you want to buy him a Coors Light, he's trying to make up for the loss of paying for all those rounds he bought for all y'all. So he'll be there accepting Coors Lights if you need them. Josh, I told you no pictures with the glasses. Brandon is here acting like a figurehead because Josh is doing all the work while he's 2 sheets to the wind.
They had a push-up competition on the Dell and Raheel show before us, and he was like five or six push-ups behind Chad, right? Chad is like a former baseball player. No one was going to beat him anyway. He's like 5% body fat. Like, no one was going to win.
Chad came in wearing tights.
Did he?
Yeah. Because Chad was wearing tights, it should be a -5 right from the get-go push-ups.
Yeah.
Brandon should win, although we did have one of our listeners do 38 and I counted him. But Brandon should win because Chad came in wearing tights.
I'm all for that. Can we change the prize? Did he already accept this prize, or did they win a prize, or what was the
giveaway? We did. We gave the listener the prize anyway. We were smart about it.
Yeah.
But for sure, there should have been a disqualification, or you start -5 when you come in wearing tights.
Yeah. They asked me, are you going to do push-ups? I'm like, no, look at Chad.
You've been hitting the gym. You should be doing your push-ups.
I should be. Doesn't mean I'm going to the gym. It doesn't mean I'm doing anything. But, yeah, I'm going. I've been swimming. You know that. I've been swimming. Yep. I haven't really been hitting the weights, so I'm not a big.
Did you see Shaq last night on the NBA studio show?
No, what did he do?
First, he had the 6.5-7-foot Christmas tree fall on top of him as he was trying to give prizes.
Intentional, like it was staged?
I think it was staged.
Okay.
Yeah. But he comes right out of that, and he gave Ernie Johnson swimming goggles. He found big-ass, like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar-looking swimming goggles.
Oh, okay.
And he gave them to Ernie, and I said, Nick might need a pair of those. And Ernie's like, where would you find something like this, Shaq? And he said, Walmart.
Just like that.
He just went to Walmart.
What is he like? Is he sponsored by Walmart?
I don't know, but he went to Walmart and he got them.
Well, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. That's where I got my
goggles. You're a big fan of Dick's, aren't you? You like to shop at Dick's.
My favorite spot, Dick's Sporting Goods, everybody. I like Dick's.
Guys, write that down. Oh, there's someone capture that audio right there. Nick likes Dick's.
Harrison's not going to do that. Me and Harrison are boys. We go to the Rockets games together. He's not going to do that.
Harrison, if you don't isolate that, you're going to have a lot of problems later because Nick likes Dick's.
Sporting goods.
Right. Right. Yes. But just pause there so we can get it encapsulated the right way.
But yeah.
So you went to Dick's, and what did you get out of the deal?
Just some regular. Regular, I ain't going to lie. If full disclosure, when I was like kind of doing my research on the proper goggles, I Googled what would Michael Phelps wear. I ain't going to lie.
Oh, so you're already going to be an Olympian.
Turns out he has his own brand of goggles, and it's like 3 times the price of all the other goggles.
Okay.
Like he's like the Michael Jordan.
So how many pairs did you buy?
Just one. I ain't going to spend.
So you bought Michael Phelps' swimming goggles?
No, I didn't.
Do you see what I'm talking about, by the way?
What? Yeah, I'm telling you, he's in shape. Oh, is that the skinny? The skinny
dude? That's Chad. Chad, you can't do a push-up contest with tights on. You can't do it.
He just did and won.
And if you're wearing a size medium vest, don't do it. It's not cold in here.
45 push-ups. Was it a minute or 30 seconds? What was the rule?
What was how
it was
many?
Was it 30 seconds?
30 seconds.
It was the most push-ups in a certain time period is what it was.
Yeah, because my man over here did 38. That was pretty impressive.
See, the worst thing is if you're one of the, like, like contenders and you didn't go, like you stopped in the middle of the, you know what I mean? Like you couldn't continue. And that's what right. I was worried about. It wasn't about whether or not I can do a push-up. It was if I could do it for 60 straight seconds.
You
I can't.
Could.
I don't know, man.
I think
that's
you could. You're aerodynamic anyway. I think you could.
I'm a thin guy for
right.
sure.
So you could just keep. I think you had a chance. I would have given you a chance. So let's get back to these goggles. So you buy Michael Phelps' swimming goggles?
Well, I bought the what is a traditional swim brand that they
– Speedo.
Speedo. I bought the Speedo goggles because his version was like $35 or $40. And the one I bought was like $12.
So you did go with the cheaper brand?
For sure.
I'm not mad at you. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I know that you're going to be a Special Olympian someday.
Yeah.
But I don't think that you should be buying Michael Phelps'
Dude,
goggles.
I'm still
just
trying
yet.
To figure out how to like
– Did you buy the bodysuit?
No, I didn't. I was going to, though. Not the bodysuit, just the – what are they called?
The grape smugglers?
They're like – they look like rash guards, like long rash guards that go all the way down to
Oh,
your,
it's a guard of something, I'll tell you.
Yeah, but it's – yeah, I haven't bought those yet. They're like $80, too, just for those swimming trunks. Just so
so I saw a thing on the news because you were speaking to me the a week or so ago about the proper swim attire for your swimming, and it's a big controversy in high school now that in all these high school – and I guess they have AAU for swimming – but all these, like, pre-high school swimming events, parents are being pressured to buy these Olympian swimming tights outfits, and they're, like, $500.
Yeah. I was actually – I asked about it. There's like, the shorts, and I'm trying to remember what they're called.
A singlet?
No. And then they have the full bodysuit. But
I just keep envisioning – and it's probably a movie that's before your time, but I keep imagining The Breakfast Club. What do you call that thing when you wrestle? Tights. No, it's a singlet. No, it's a unitard. No, it's tights. You wear tights.
Yeah, I'm done. Now it's going to kill me if I don't know what the hell these things are. But, yeah, the bodysuit is incredibly expensive, $500. And you may not be just using that one. Like, you may be using it one for different – because there's, like, four different strokes. So you might use one bodysuit for a particular race and use another bodysuit for another race. So it can
now,
be really
expensive. My question is because it's supposed to keep the water off and they're kind of airtight, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay. So if you break wind in the middle of your meet wearing one of these bodysuits, is that like a flotation device? Is that cheating? Because
if
the air can't escape, it actually keeps you above at water level, and so therefore you probably can swim faster.
Dude, I'm such a noob when it comes down to swimming that I didn't even know that when you smell chlorine, that's because someone relieved themselves in the pool. Like, I didn't know that. Like, the more that they've relieved themselves in the pool – the more of that chlorine stench comes out. So, like, if you smell it, that means someone has relieved themselves.
I did not know that.
My instructor told me that. Multiple people around the pool have told me that, and I had no idea.
Now, I've heard of the pools that have a chemical in it that if you do pee in the pool, that it will circle you in red dye.
No, that was just in that movie. What was it, Grown Ups or whatever? That movie, Grown Ups, where it was like, it turned everything, like, dark blue was.
And that's a falsity?
Yeah,
that's fake news?
That is fake news, 100%.
Okay.
Hey, Brenda, how you
all
doing?
Right.
Everybody's here. I'm
know,
telling you. I don't know how we're on the air.
I already said hi to Miss Brenda when she walked
in. I do not know how we're on the air. I'm telling you.
So you get back to my question, though. So you're wearing the tights, and you break wind.
I don't have the tights yet.
It's an unfair competitive advantage because now you can stay afloat for the entire meet because the air is encapsulated in your tights.
Well, you know, I don't know if that's something you can use to your advantage if you're racing, but, yeah, I mean, I would imagine that. I don't want, look, I haven't invested in the tights yet. I've got the regular
Intern
trunks.
Trey is going to get his thesis
Intern
paper
Trey
for me done.
Intern Trey is not going to wear those trunks.
Intern Trey, your assignment now, your thesis is going to be, if you break wind in swimming tights, does it give you an unfair advantage because it's a flotation device? All right, so Intern Trey has a project that he's trying to refuse, but you can't refuse projects when you're an intern, Intern Trey. By the way, Trey is also offering to get his hair cut today. If anybody wants to cut it for him. Oh, my
Shaving
goodness.
His head.
We have a volunteer in the audience that wants to shave your head,
Do
Trey.
We have
are
clippers?
You in? Trey, the clippers are in town, so we got clippers.
We should Facebook Live him getting her shaving his head, for sure. But I don't think Trey.
Trey, Facebook Live shaving your head for Christmas?
There's no way he's going to agree to that.
No?
No way.
How about a man bun? How about if they slick it up and put a man bun right on the top of your dome piece? No? We can make it a sandwich. We'll put some – I'm sure Nick's got some sliced deli meat back there. Make a man bun with a Sammy on top.
What if we raise money for charity? Our engineer would suggest – I don't want to
No, Trey said, no, I'm not doing it. No.
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 He can do the man bun without shaving his head, so he doesn't really have to.
Oasis. I want to hear Oasis. Don't speak about my hair anymore. I want to hear Oasis.
I'm still surprised he's an Oasis fan. This is so weird to me.
Come on, Trey. Shave your head for the holidays. Why not?
It's not happening.
We'll put it above the door and make it like mistletoe.
It's not happening.
No?
He loves his hair. It's all over the place, but he loves his hair. They're called jammers, by the way.
So you swim with jammers?
I don't swim with jammers. I'm saying if I were to invest in one of those things, they would be called jammers, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so you want to swim with jammers. You just haven't invested in jammers?
I got to work on my thigh muscles first, though. I got to work on that inner thigh abductor.
Oh, so you're the guy at the gym that's doing the inner thigh squeezy machine?
So I went with my buddy Shane to the gym, and I saw him do that. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. I don't care if it's good for your thighs. I'm not doing that. And then he's like, no, you got to do it. It does stretch you out. I'm not going to lie. Like, if you've
tried this machine.
Yes, I have. I attempted it.
Do females walk by and see you trying this machine going, what the hell are you doing
on
my machine?
Well, they don't react, but in their mind, they're probably saying, Nick, get off this machine. For sure.
So amongst all of our listening audience, you admit to have used the Thighmaster machine in the gym.
What is it called? You wouldn't use it?
No.
Why not?
Because I work out my legs enough. I'm not going to sit there and do the squeezy Suzanne Summers looking thing at the gym, especially when you put your family jewels in front of everybody like, hey, here I am doing a vice grip with my knees. No.
Well, I mean, you could prevent your family jewels from being revealed. You don't have to. Look at this thing's going for $1,500.
If you wore your jammers. If you wore your jammers, then you're going to keep your stuff in place.
Yeah, I mean, especially how like skinny and scrawny I am, I just would not look right doing on that machine. But
you see that picture? That's who uses the thigh machine.
Yeah.
A female.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's see if there's any other pictures of, no, not a single, not
all right, well, you look at that. We're going to let everybody know. We're at Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. We're having a good time at our holiday party. If you guys want to join us, please stop by. We're going to be here till 4. The Blitz will be here till 7. Trey takes over for AJ sometime around 5:30 as we continue to roll on with everything that you guys want to do pre-holiday, which means eat and drink a lot before you have to actually sit there with your relatives and pretend like you like them. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It's Nick and Joel right here from Nick's Place on ESPN 97.5. Hey, it's Nick in for Barry. It's Joel, and we are the usual suspects. Back in the studio, it's Harrison. Right here to our right is Aaron keeping us on the air. And I want to tell you right now about some really good people at American Wheel and Tire. Mike and Tammy Gust have been friends of mine. They've been in business for over 15 years. You want to spice up that vehicle you got with some rims and tires? It's the only place to go. It's where everybody who's anybody in Houston goes to get wheels and tires. They're at 290 and 34th Street. Also, if you've got just a flat tire and all those big-name stores are telling you you need to replace the tire or you got a damaged rim and they said you got to get a new one, it's not necessarily the case. And with all the fine machinery that they have at American Wheel and Tire, they can actually repair that tire and repair that stock rim just like they would by putting new rims and tires. And they'll make sure that they do it all for you while you wait in a comfy waiting room. They're going to communicate with you throughout the process. There's a viewing room with a big window so that while you're there, you can watch everything that you want to see being done to your vehicle. They're going to tell you what's going on, and you can ask questions. It's just the way they do business. Go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com also. Check out what they do for SUVs and your pickup trucks. They got lift kits. They got Kevlar wraps for your sports car and performance cars. Everything you need at American Wheel and Tire. And again, they're great people. They're local. They've been in business for 15 years. They want you to come every time you need anything. Come to American Wheel and Tire. It's 298 34th Street or AmericanWheelAndTire.com.
All right, let's knock out a couple of these texts. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I know we're into the second hour of the program, and I have yet to look at the text line. So we are kind of behind.
We do at a holiday party, Nick.
Yeah, this first one's kind of directed at you from the 409. Decker has scored 30 in the NBA game before, so shut your hole. I added the shut your hole part.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah.
All right, so that means he definitely has to be the centerpiece of any Paul George trade. Not. Okay, that's my point. My whole thing was Sam Decker got mad at me because I said he wasn't George's feelings hurt.
I imagine that the he was being a little facetious. All right, James Harden looked fatigued late in the playoffs last year. The ability of Chris Paul to handle the ball well will hopefully help Harden's legs late in the year. I think that's the idea, right?
You know what could help Harden's legs in the playoffs? Having two big cajones in the middle that shows that he wants to play in them and can guide this team somewhere.
Wow.
How about that?
Straight shot at James Harden.
How about that?
Houston Rockets are listening. You want to?
He's got a bouncer listening. I'm screwed.
I'm just
letting you know.
He might be.
You never know.
But he is kind of – I've seen the new bouncer. He's a little slower.
Oh, no, that's his security guy. The bouncers are at the strip clubs and such. There's a huge difference.
No, but that's what I meant. The new security guy that he has,
yeah,
a lot slower. Like, James Harden is walking, And his security guy is like 20 feet behind.
Wait. Come on. Time out now. You're telling me his security guy last year was nimble? Because I know my man's nickname was Bear for a reason. Because he is huge.
No,
but
he's still huge.
He is not nimble.
No, he's still huge. He's just super slow. I mean, I just, like, when you, like, I'm telling you, you'll hear James Harden, like, before every game, you'll hear him, like, singing, you know, right in front of the visitor locker room, going to the home locker room, you know, that area right there. He'll just be singing whatever rap song that he's listening to on his iPhone. And then his security guy will be, like, 30 feet behind him. I forgot what he looked like.
I forgot what his name is, but
I do know what he looks like.
My man last year, Bear, is a trained assassin, literally, but he looked more like Suge Knight.
I think, I'm saying, like, he would be like, he could protect James if he was, like, right around James. But if he had to chase somebody, I don't know how far he'd be able to go.
Now, Chan, who's here with us, decided, instead of coming up to talk to us, because he's kind of shy when he doesn't have a keyboard in front of him, he says he's done swimming for 10 years, and breaking wind in a Speedo has never been a benefit for him because the material is slick in water, but it is breathable. But we're not talking about a Speedo. We're talking about Nikki's jammers. Nick wants some jammers, and the jammers are the full body thing.
No, they're not. They're not. The jammers are just the shorts.
Okay, but they shorts that go to the knee, and so the air ducts still have to travel from the back door to the sleeves of the shorts.
Yeah, there's someone. It might have been Chan who texted in that text because I got like.
Are you texting and tweeting without actually coming up here?
Okay, so he did text it. Were you the one who texted the air pocket text about the swimming aerodynamics? Was that you?
He tweeted, but did you text too?
Okay, so you didn't. He didn't text. Yeah. So you said if you fart one in your jammers, it doesn't help with aerodynamics. Is what he? What the
I beg
said.
To differ.
It's not nitrous it's, boost.
I think
Joel.
I would call it a dinghy near your thingy. I think if you actually break wind in the jammers, I think you've got an air pocket that can keep you afloat. That too. Then I call that motorboating. But there's a guys also have a different definition of motorboating, but that's for a different time. All right, what else you got on the text line?
713-780-3776. Not really. We've got a couple. Enberg, the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's a Hall of Fame broadcaster. He did tennis too. He won.
Oh, Dick Enberg, and he's won numerous Emmys. He's did.
Let's talk about this: the Eric Davis situation in NFL Network, and how he would grab the makeup artist. And apparently, the new report says rubbing his junk on the female. Like, not just showing it. Because, you know, the common thing to do is just to reveal it, right?
Right.
He didn't just reveal it. He revealed it and then rubbed his junk on her. So, like, I don't see.
Now, see, here's the issue, right? Because all these guys have a lot to lose. Marshall Faulk has the biggest name.
For sure.
To lose, right?
For sure.
And they said instead of saying good morning, he was grabbing her chest and then squeezing her butt on his way off set.
I can see that.
Why would you do that when you have so many people in the studio and cameras, by the way, are in position?
Yeah, I just wish there was so many more details. Like, I have so many questions in regards to that. Like,
how does it feel?
Well, how many times can you do that before getting away with, like, before not getting away with it?
So you
like,
can contemplate your own line of.
So every day you walk up to the NFL Network. How you doing? I don't know, Christy. Hey, Marshall. Hey, let me grab you. Boom. I mean, that's how he started his day every single day. Like, come on. Like,
see, that just seems weird to me. I know Marshall. I've known Marshall a long time. He's a really good dude. And that just – it just seems
And that's
like
not me trying to make
it
the –
It just sounds like – to me, that sounds like out of his – he seems like he's smarter than that. But I'll tell you what. You mentioned Eric Davis. Eric Davis, for all these accusations, Eric Davis comes out looking worse than almost any of these
and
guys.
And he was the one that was looking the best at first.
This is the dude that wants rough sex. This is the dude that says – I want to strangle you.
Yep.
And he's married with kids.
Yep.
And he lost his job on radio as well as being suspended for everything else. This dude here, man, he's got – you know how we were contemplating why anybody who has a foot fetish? This dude likes it rough.
Yeah. The two consistencies I see is the one is revealing of the junk. That's like the first
– Again.
That's like the first consistency.
And
the
I
other
will be
thing
honest
is,
with you. I said this to Lisa. Because we brought this up on the show with Barry. And my question is, when did it become a thing, like, in, you know, that it's like a pickup line, that you decide that the in thing to do is to disrobe hey, come up to my room. And then the first thing you do is you just drop trout.
Yeah, I mean, some they're doing it in public. Who's a college player that did it, like, while tutoring or something like that? Like, why would you do that with the tutor? You think the tutor is there to help you and educate you because you're obviously not that good at whatever subject that you're at, that you're in there for, and you sit there and you reveal it. That's the one consistency. The other consistency is, like, leverage. They're using – not leverage, but they're abusing their power to get to these girls. Like, see, oh, I'm a broadcaster. I got you into this industry. You owe me. This is what you I deserve this because what I did for your career. Those are the two consistencies.
The common thread is definitely a power play. Because with Matt Lauer, with Harvey Weinstein, with all these guys.
A lot of the NFL Network guys.
But let's be honest now. Because now, if you haven't heard, NFL media exec David Eaton, who was in charge of all the external media for the NFL Network, is forced to resign because he was carrying on over months and months dialogue with call girls and prostitutes. And he suddenly deleted all of them 2 days ago, but it wasn't quick enough because he was going to get let go. So he resigned yesterday. This is a bad look for the NFL, the Shield. You know, everybody's worried about the protests and what the bad look is doing to attendance. But this is a bad look overall for a league that may lose the entire network when all is said and done because executives and on-air talent are just falling off the wayside like flies.
And I think you're referring to the Ravens. Apparently they're suffering from attendance because of, like, the protests and stuff like that.
A lot of teams have said that, yeah.
And we'll get to that in a minute. But here's kind of a bad quote. And this is basically the former wardrobe or the more experienced wardrobe artist telling the new wardrobe artist, look, although she didn't get – or no, the new artist said this is what she was warned about. Although she didn't get too specific, she left me with a warning. You're new, you're pretty, you'll be targeted, be careful. So yeah, it does paint this picture that there was this culture where, you know, even if someone did do something like that, it was kind of normal. That's how I portray this whole situation. Like, a lot of people knew that this was going on, and they just kind of swept it under the rug.
Let me tell you what's not normal. She's a wardrobe consultant. But she set up her wardrobe consulting in the men's room.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So Warren Sapp, as guilty as he may be, and I don't know, but there are lots of allegations.
Well, wait, that's
but
normal,
Warren
though.
Sapp walks into the bathroom, and he decides to pull it out, but he says, you know, and he takes a leak, and she says she has an issue with that. And he said that don't have your wardrobe in my bathroom.
Wow.
That one.
I didn't know that. I mean, I
could see both sides.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's not common, then he certainly has a point. Like, and also, like I said, it has a lot to do with the culture. Where does that – for a while, it was completely uncommon for a woman to be in the locker room after a game,
right,
in the men's locker room after the game. Now
right.
It's completely common. So it depends on the culture and what's allowed, you know. I honestly was talking to a couple of female reporters after the Rockets game – or after the Texans game.
Yep.
And I was like, do you think they'll ever change the rule in regards to the locker room after the game with all that's going on? Because literally – James Harden, Nene, all these players, when the game is over, they're literally walking out of the shower with their towel on, and everybody's in the locker room. They're literally getting dressed with everybody in the locker room, and they just kind of have to depend on the fact that everybody's just giving them their back and they're looking away, you know? And I think that's a unique situation to allow when you consider all the accusations that are going on right now, but up until now, I don't think you can – they're not going to change the rule because I think that's going to have to come from, like, the promotion. Like, it's going to have to come from the NBA down.
It's
the
discrimination
NFL down,
if
MLB
you try
down.
And do anything with – you know, basically the choice is to do what Michael Jordan did with the Bulls, to have his own separate locker room in the back and then come out to do the press, you know. And, again, facilities, even as upscale as they are for all these different major sports, they don't have, like, six dressing rooms where they have the space to be able to redesign everything, but Michael had his own dressing room. And a lot of guys will actually shower and bring their clothes into the back of the training room.
I haven't seen any Rocket do that, though.
No, I'm saying maybe not the Rockets, but, you know, one of the options that guys have because of the fact that, look, they understand the media has a job to do, but say you have the locker next to James Harden and there's 35 people in a half circle around his locker waiting for him to come back and you're just trying to get dressed and get out of there.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys have the ball boys and stuff take their clothes back in the back so that they can actually stay out of the
fray.
That
would make sense. That's what I would do. Because I don't see how I have to do something like that. Like, I would just, unless you get, like, sick of it, you know what I mean? Like, if you get tired of having to bring your clothes to the back and and taking a shower. Other than that, that's what I would do. You had your own stories about Yao Ming and how he would approach it. I mean, in terms of like,
Yao Ming was a very humble but very kind of private self.
Yeah,
he didn't want anything to do with that, and he was one of the guys that would rather change in another room and then come back. And you know
so
what?
I didn't get
their prerogative to do that. But I think you're a slippery slope now if you start saying what are the teams going to do with female media members to try and do something differently, because I don't think you can.
That's a good point. But if you're trying to take preventative measures, I just wonder if that was a consideration. But you make a great point. And like I said, if they were to change that rule, it would have to come from the top. And I mean not just the team top,
no, the
NBA
NFL.
Top, the NFL top.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
absolutely. Because
so
that's
honestly, I think females would have something to say about that too. I expect a lot of them would want to be in there because they got a job to do.
Female broadcasters that were working with the Texans that when they had to do interviews, the Texans made them do their interviews in the weight room.
Or
elsewhere, would not be in the locker room. And I think that's a slippery slope, too, because you still have to give quality to anyone in the media trying to cover the team.
Yeah.
I think that's where you got to be careful as well. I think the Rockets handle it well. But like you said, I mean, that's a small quarters. At least with the NFL locker rooms, that's a very big space.
That's true. When you have a star player, you mentioned, it has 35 people in a half circle around that locker room, they just spread out the star player, so it's not as congested. You
right.
know what I mean? They'll
right.
put them next to a tight end that nobody cares about. You know what I mean?
You spend a lot of time looking at tight ends in your
no,
job.
No, I do not.
Yes,
no,
you
I
do.
Not.
Because
it's
you cover the
that
locker room for
true.
Both the Texans and the Rockets.
Negative. Negative.
All right.
713-780-3776 if you want to call or if you want to text. I think I'll... pretty much caught up on the text line.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Clarence
how
is in the building.
Doing? Clarence has
up,
walked
man?
Into the building. Clarence, they were talking about people with no talent can still win prizes. All you got to do is step right up to the table, and they'll make sure you are a wiener.
Did they give the sports ticker thing away already or no?
I don't believe we've given the sports ticker
we'll
away.
We'll talk more
yet,
about so that on the other side. There's a sports ticker that you can win.
Yeah.
It gives you all the sports
for the best
updates.
Tattoo.
Yep.
And I don't think that our man that wanted to be the front runner is still upright, so he doesn't have to worry about his tattoo winning or not. But we'll see. He may still be in the building somewhere. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a whole lot more. We're at Rocky Ridge in Westheimer. Clarence is here, so the party can begin. The Ultimate Saints fan is in the building and one of our loyal callers and listeners. If you want to be one of those people that identify yourself as a usual suspect, stop on by. Plenty of stuff to give away, lots of contests. We're going to be here till 4. The Blitz is here till 7. It's ESPN 97.5.
Well, in the meadow, we can build a snowman.
ESPN 97.5.
Well, the party can begin because Pockets is here. So now...
Pockets is in the building.
Everybody... Tasha's in the building, so now everybody can have a good time. She's ready to turn it up, so to speak. Dell on the way out, Tasha on the way in. All right. Tag teaming, just touch and go. Dell's out. Tosh's in. Party's going to continue to roll on. We're at Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. You should be here, too. Giving away lots of prizes. Trying to get everybody a little holiday cheer before they have to sit and act like they know and love their relatives enough to want to spend time with them. Jerry Bo was smart enough. He just brought his wife because he's actually happy to be with her.
Yeah, bring the fan down.
Yeah, so they're here. You should be here, too. Blitz will be here till 7. Fred's already in the building, so we'll have a good time. And hopefully spread some cheer before we get you into your holiday weekend.
And we got that sports sticker that we got to give away, right? If you got a tattoo, show our promotions director, Michelle, and then they'll place a vote on who has the best tattoo.
Trey, you can't win.
All right, Trey has a tattoo.
You already won a fake NHL Stanley Cup ring.
Oh, you got that's right. He just got that Astros tattoo I totally forgot about.
Yeah. Trey, what about the lips that you had tattooed on your butt cheek?
What? Is that true?
You have to show Michelle and she has to take a picture, you know. So you're not going to show her?
His face is all red. He's getting so mad right now.
Michelle, Trey has a tattoo of lips on his left buttocks cheek, but he doesn't want to show you.
Can he be an applicant?
Can he still win the ticker? No, you cannot win, Trey. I'm sorry.
Because she doesn't want to see it. That's why.
Michelle, but you don't have to see it. You just have to take his word for it. All right. She said that ain't happening.
It's a negative, Trey. Sorry.
All right. We tried, Trey.
All right, let's check out some of these. 713-780-3776. Do male reporters go into the WNBA locker rooms, Joel?
I believe so.
Didn't you cover the comments? Did you go into the
locker
rooms?
I don't know about covering them. I worked for them. I broadcast
them. When you work for them, aren't you like
I didn't find my way into the locker room. I found
other ways to get interviews and such done when I needed to get them done.
Keep all media out of the locker room. That is not happening. That's from the 979. That's just not happening.
That's the Dallas area code.
And well, people in Dallas listen to this program.
They should.
This is probably that's probably the fifth time that this thing is.
People everywhere should listen to this program.
Yes.
And again, we always remind you to download the app. If you say that you can't hear it because the signal's down, the easiest way to combat that, just download the app and you can listen to us for as long as your heart desires. Wherever you are, you take us with you. Airports, other cities, all over the place. All you got to do is download the app. You take us anywhere. And have a great time. Happy holidays to everybody that's here.
Yeah, we're getting a bunch of, we're big in the 409, and there's a lot of people wishing us a Merry Christmas. We got one from the 409 right now. Merry Christmas to Joel, Barry, Lisa Taylor as well, and myself. So shout out to the 409 because we know we're big there, or you and Barry are at least.
You're off probation.
Yeah.
But you're not exactly in good standing with the people of the 409.
But I'm not in, like, a terrible situation. 979 is College Station.
The Cougars and the 409 are big fans of yours.
The Cougars are, well,
you
know. You
see how Nick got a little bit red in the face? That's
because
Nick doesn't want to admit that the Cougars in the 409 love them some Nick Sciarra.
Boy, is 979 totally upset with you for calling them Dallas. They are angry. I'm just getting text after text after text. Now, I know I got that. I got the 972
correction. What is 979?
979 is Needville? Needville, Texas?
Okay.
I've never been to Needville.
Evidently, they're needy in Needville, and they need me to make sure that I don't compare them to Dallas. Trier, why are you so familiar with 979? Do you have a microphone? Okay, then stop talking. All right, we're going to continue to roll on.
Is Nick's place kid-friendly? I imagine it is, right? You can bring your kids here.
Who's bringing their kid to this Christmas party?
Okay, I'll be honest. There's not very many kids.
Are you
going to
give
building.
A two-year-old some wings? Because that sounds safe. Oh, Kirsten says okay. Boss for a day for one more. Kirsten is in the front row. This is also okay.
I mean, is there like a kid's menu?
Look,
Probably not.
Time in office is expiring, and you didn't run for re-election. You're moving on, so this is your last day. Okay, so three more hours as the boss. Kirsten's in the front row. My man here has probably had a little too much liquid courage and a lot of fun, but he wants a free plug on the air. I don't know. Normally we charge for those kind of things.
Yeah? Is he wearing a T-shirt representing what he wants to plug? What is this? Oh, RoofMD. We know RoofMD.
There you go.
RoofMD. We'll give him a friendly
roofing
plug.
Roofing and general contracting.
Charlie Palillo speaks on RoofMD. He does a good job speaking on
Charlie's
that.
Here. If Charlie wants to speak further on RoofMD, Charlie's here. He can do it.
Yes.
There you have it. The boys at RoofMD came dressed like Skittles. Every one of them's got a different colored T-shirt on. If you had a plastic bag, we'd have a Halloween winner. And then you could win another prize from the prize department, but we just don't have the Skittles.
Well, you got to stick out. I get the bright green shirt. You got to stick out. You got to bring attention. I mean, that's a nice shirt right there, RoofMD.
You got strawberry, lemon, blueberry, and vanilla white. There you go. It's a new. They're the Skittles. Skittles right there.
Yeah.
Forget WebMD. We're going right to RoofMD. That's what we're doing. All right?
RoofMD.
Yeah.
There you have it. All right, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Clarify what you mean by 409 Cougars, because Lamarck is in 409.
Well, if you're a 409 Cougar and you see Nick Sciarra, you're going to be attached like Velcro. It's just the way it is.
No.
Some things are just human nature. Nick walks into Luke's when we go to Luke's
and
Beaumont.
I take one pitcher.
More than one.
One pitcher.
Be honest, more than one.
More than one, but in terms
of...
wait a second. I don't want to get in trouble because I know what you're doing.
You took one picture, and now you're lying because you took more than one.
Well,
with two different females.
Dang, I just set myself up for that.
Yes,
it was more than one.
Yes.
But the others were like, whatever, I'm not even going to say it. It's just going to be it's going to be a disaster.
Guilty as charged, that's all I'm saying. Because, hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You had a lot to make up for because you pissed off everybody in the 409, but you definitely got on the good graces of the Cougars right away in the 409 area code.
I think I'm on good terms with Beaumont. I don't think Beaumont hate. They don't hate me as much as they used to. I'll say that much.
You're associated with the usual suspects. No, there's no hate involved.
Look,
unless
Barry,
you're on the text line.
Barry share. You know, he gives his fair share of hate to the 409. It's not just me, and
okay.
You do too.
No, I love the 409.
Is Joel gonna stick around when AJ shows up? Just a question on the text. Just
okay.
Saying.
Why wouldn't I? I see AJ every day.
Okay. Are you going to attempt to grab his junk like you did the other week?
No idea, because that would be the first time I have ever attempted that, and that's not something in the plan.
AJ accused you of it over the air.
It's because AJ does a lot of things.
Anything
over the
you
air
say on the air is fact.
Dumb.
It's like on the internet. Anything on the internet is fact. Anything you say on the air is fact.
AJ,
we got to go to break. Is that what he said? I could barely hear him.
Harrison, right, what'd you say?
We're smashing our break. Yeah, we are late.
All right, well, we're going to step away for a quick second. We've got, look at the Pick Me booth. Everybody in for photos, having a good time here. You should be, too. Mike's not even running his own booth, but yet they're having a fun games department all by themselves. So stop on by, get over to the Pick Me booth. Stop in at Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer. Get some of this great food, some great beverages. Clarence is here, so you can, he'll sign autographs and take selfies along with Trey. We'll be back with a whole lot more. It's ESPN 97.5.
Chirara.
Hey, it's Nick and Joel. Barry's on vacation, as the usual suspects are here at the Gal Media Christmas party. So we are rolling along. We are about to do a pitcher hoist, where you take like a pitcher of beer. You take a pitcher, and you hold it in one arm. And you hold it straight out away from your body. Michelle will give all the rules. We're trying to get five guys here to participate. Females can participate, too. I'm not going to be discriminatory, Nick. It's not an NFL locker room.
Absolutely.
And what we're going to do
is Clarence going to participate?
He may. He may. And so Clarence may actually rest that thing on the overhang and because he's actually, if he extends it from his body, it's still resting on his stomach. Does it count? Just a quick question. All right, so we're going to get five people to try and hold the pitcher out from their body, and the last guy or female that can keep it upright.
But we need two more contestants.
We'll be the winner.
Oh, we've got one in the back there.
Okay.
And one more.
Chan was thinking about doing it in a Speedo, and then he changed his mind.
Chan is backing out? He's not going to participate?
He's literally backing out without
the
Speedo.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. All right, so we're going to try and get this contest done, too, and hopefully get another winner. And the winner receives a very cool ESPN 97.5 whiskey barrel. Thank you, Michelle, without a microphone.
Cool.
That was fantastic, by the way. A whiskey barrel that you could win, that you could put to good use.
That looks cool.
I see you
I've
eyeing
never
it.
Seen that.
Yeah, I see you eyeing it. I
well, see, I'm not going to pull a Barry and just,
I
like,
can see you. Yeah, Barry does it.
Passes Michelle every time he wants something for free, is what he does.
Anytime there's a remote where we're at, Barry ends up taking the best movie.
Yeah, the best video game.
Yeah.
And I get left with nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
But that whiskey thing, I'm about to shoot Michelle a text.
Nick, they're not looking. I'll just slide it.
Put it in your
man purse.
You know the Texans might actually have a chance to beat the Steelers. You know why?
Why?
Because Braxton Miller might play.
Oh, is that right?
Braxton Miller. I'm just.
Oh, this thing.
We're gonna break this before we give it away.
I just did what you asked me to do, and I
see she's gonna yell at me.
Oh, and then there's dirty faces. Oh,
this is super cool. I'm about to take a picture.
Deep
of this,
South barrels, Nick. Is there whiskey in there?
It feels empty.
Well, what
so.
Kind of crap is that?
Well, it still looks cool.
What are you people? Ice cream?
You
makers
manufacture
too at home?
The whiskey?
Instead of going to the frozen food section, you make your ice cream. You make your whiskey. That just takes too much work. All you got to do is just freaking go. Yeah, Nick, tweet a picture of the barrel.
Yeah, I'm about to.
I don't get why you have to make your own whiskey when all you got to do is go to Specs.
Yeah, I mean, I love whiskey. I will say this.
I'll pee on it. How about that? Says it's AJ's. Who cares? All I'm saying is, if you're going to make whiskey, why don't you save time and effort? Just go to the liquor store.
And I'm about to tweet out a picture of this right now, just so our listeners know what they're missing out on if they're not here at Nick's Place.
I just like the presentation. The cool-looking barrel is pretty neat.
It really is.
And
really
it's got
is.
Like, you know how Mila Kunis does the commercial where she puts her stamped name on the barrel?
Yeah.
Well, this is like that. The ESPN 97.5 logo is on the front of the barrel. It's a pretty cool little deal.
Jose Partida in the building.
And Big Bobby's here, too.
And
Bobby
Robo
Buckets.
Harris.
Bobby Buckets is here. Is that a bad Christmas sweater or just one that you felt like was good at the time? You want people to know you? You know,
that's like a perfect Christmas sweater.
I like that one, yeah. It's pretty good. All right, so Robert Harris is in the house along with Jose Partida. Jose, can you see?
And Gio Lopez. He didn't see you because
I can't see
Joshua,
Gio. There's Gio. Gio's
Lopez
here.
Is in the building.
All right, everybody is lining
producers,
up.
Producers, on-air hosts, we're all in the building. What is Trey doing?
Trey is participating in the Hold the Pitcher Challenge.
Oh, we should be Facebook Live-ing this.
Trey just quit.
Oh, I think Joshua is. Never mind.
Trey is out. All of his man boob cannot hold the pitcher long enough. Trey, first one out?
And the finger.
Trey,
it is on Facebook.
Trey,
so go to the ESPN 97.5 Facebook and check this out.
How did you get out? Why are you out
first? You guys need to get to the Facebook immediately if you're not here.
Wait a minute. So someone suckered you into losing by saying, hand me the drink, and you put the pitcher down?
Yeah.
Is that what, your story?
Yeah.
You're sticking to it?
Yeah.
That's not a good one.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got four perfectly good human beings holding a pitcher of water out away from their body, and the last man standing, and I can say that because there's four gentlemen, the last man standing will win this make-it-yourself whiskey barrel thing going on where you just go to Specs and buy your own.
You're
beer.
Obviously not a drinker. Like, I'm a big whiskey guy, but I'm not a connoisseur.
I was an all-world drinker, but I'm going to tell you this. Don't you dare do that, because even if I was a drinker, if I had the option of making my own in a little barrel or going down to Specs and grabbing a bottle of Crown, I don't think it's even worth discussing.
No, not you. You're probably, spending the money on the expensive whiskey. Like, you're getting that, aged.
Crown!
Stuff. If it's brown port, it doesn't matter?
Crown.
That was the
cheap stuff in it, and it makes it top shelf.
Does it really? Is that true? Or you're just joking.
Aaron says you put the cheap stuff in, and then you let the thing do its thing, and it makes it top shelf. You know what makes it top shelf? If you put it on the highest shelf in the pantry, and you leave
and
it there, and
money.
You forget you have it, and then you go to the liquor store and you buy what you wanted all along.
Two left on the. I wish.
What are you, Dick Enberg now?
I
want play-by-play over here, like a world-class broadcast. Go take pictures. Go back to the pick
me. I feel like we're missing out on the action here, man. I want to.
You can't see this?
Kind of.
Go to Facebook Live.
Quitters don't get shirts, Kirsten. Oh, my God. People are just tweeting ugly things.
Go to ESPN 97.5 Facebook page. You can see the contest as it's going on. Josh is still sober enough to focus, so he's covering everything for us and giving me a thumbs up, which is fantastic. Clarence, by the way, highly disappointing. Who dat who got eliminated too soon, Clarence? Who dat? And he's claiming a torn rotator cuff because he hung on too long. You got to loosen the grip, big fella. That was terrible. Now he's coaching others. Are you serious? I feel better if he's just sitting there going, hey, guys, how's it all going? If you just talk to me, you don't focus on the fact your forearm is on fire. Oh, look at you bringing up Facebook Live.
Well, I'm trying to tweet it out. That way, well, it looks like it's over now.
We have a winner. There you go. Size doesn't matter. My man comes through in the clutch, and he wins Make Your Own Whiskey. So now with a sore forearm, you can go make some whiskey at home. There you have it.
Oh, he's pumped. I would be, too.
He's not going to be pumped when he finds out he's got to make his own whiskey.
I bet you he knows exactly what to do with that thing.
Yeah, put it on the shelf in a trophy room and say, look what I won for doing a pitcher challenge. That's what I'm saying. Just saying, all right?
God, you really hate whiskey.
Michelle, what's the process? You got to make your own whiskey for this thing?
You put not so good whiskey in it, and it makes it great whiskey. It's Deep South whiskey barrels.
And what makes it making it great whiskey?
It ages it and gives it that oaky flavor that everybody loves so much.
Well, there you have it.
Because
Aaron,
Mila Kunis is in.
Mila Kunis did. What did she do?
She did the Jim Beam.
Jim Beam,
which surprised me because I hate Jim Beam.
You do?
Yeah.
He said he's a fan of yours.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
Jim says he likes to listen to you.
In terms of whiskey, it's not my
cup of tea.
Yeah.
Cup of whiskey, so to speak.
Yeah, I just can't. I'm a black label. I like a single malt Scotch. I like Glenlivet, which is not a whiskey, but I like that. I mean, I like black label. But yeah, he's just extra. He's just pumped. He's just upset he didn't win the whiskey barrel. That's all.
Speaking
you
of pump,
drink.
Chad is leaving us. He's going to go to Old Navy and see if he can get a couple of pairs of spandex tights for the night show. He'll be back in time with a tank top.
I don't know if he likes you saying that.
To do the arm wrestling competition with the Blitz. So he'll be available.
You made fun of his tights basically the entire show.
By the way, if you have a tattoo and it is something that you can share with the general public, bring it up, show it to Michelle. Michelle will take pictures of it, and then she will get her esteemed committee together, and they will vote on the best tattoo. Best tattoo wins a sports ticker valued at like $500. Perfect for your man cave. You could have it. Very, very cool. They have a sample of one that's like it up here at Nick's place. where they give out sports scores and news of the day.
You got a live read, I think, right?
It's very cool. I don't know because I didn't.
713-780-3776. We're at Nick's place. Be sure to join us. I think the Blitz will be here until 7. We're here until 4. No Barry Warner. Nick Sharara filling in for Barry Warner. What you got, man?
You want to repeat that?
I mean, Barry Blaminek, my bad. Oh, I hope Barry's not listening.
Wow. Twice you did that.
Look, the company put Barry Warner's intro, and at least I didn't intentionally do it.
All I know is it better not be 2-on-1 when I get back from vacation because I've got ammunition now. You just called. Oh, that's like cussing at Barry.
Well, I'll just wait for his tweet, see if he says anything.
Yeah.
I doubt he's listening.
Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you about them for a whole long time now, and I do it for good reason because it's Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area who are trying to get a second chance at an education. You know, with the hurricane that just passed and a lot of people had a lot of vehicles that had a lot of damage, whether it was covered by insurance or not, a lot of those vehicles aren't working anymore, and you're looking at what you can do with that car because of the fact that you don't want to pay someone to tow it away because you got to actually pay. And the car's not working anymore, and you want it off your property. Here's what you do. If you got a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, RV, running or not, all you got to do is call Texas Can Academies. Call 713-225-4226 or log on to Houston Cars for Kids. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you. They tow it away for free. They do all the paperwork. They give you a tax deduction. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, you get a $50 gift card. Then the process really takes shape because your vehicle is used to become resources for kids trying to get their education. It could be book money. It could be bus fare. It could be eyeglasses. It could be warm meals. All the things that if kids don't have them are a huge distraction as they're trying to focus on the books. All the things that if they do have them become a huge advantage as they try and get their education. It's a fantastic program here. So I urge you, if you can, give them a call. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.